And he joins us, the quarterback, Bernie Kosar, on a regular basis here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Bernie, we were in Denver together, and wasn't a pretty sight to see how that game turned out for the Browns. What were some of your general thoughts, though, after, you know, a team that had been kind of rolling along nicely? The Washington game was a setback, a letdown, and kind of a bigger one in Denver. I don't know that we're shocked that Peyton Manning played as well as he did, but it really was a game that I thought showed a bit of a gap between where the Browns are and where maybe the best team in the league is.
Well, I think for sure you're correct on the gap standpoint, but you know what I think I analyzed or paid attention to across the board, across the NFL, and really other than the Drew Brees Saints Cowboys game, one of the things I really find interesting at this time of the year is the teams that need to win, the teams that have playoff ramifications at stake compared to teams that aren't in the playoffs, those teams really tend to win at a high percentage of the time. And then you add in Peyton Manning, and that offense for Denver is really on a roll. And he's really, and I don't want to over-dramatize this, mm-hmm. but I just love football, and I love the way he almost artistically and surgically goes and takes on the other defense and really manipulates the plays and knows exactly where he wants to go with the ball and really takes advantage from a surgical perspective, how he attacks the opposing defenses.
Right, right. And I think that's a great point that he is in he's in a place that I think at the height of his career that he's been in, and at times I even think he looks a little better, honestly.
Well, I concur with you. You know, physically, is he as gifted as maybe he was a half dozen years ago? Probably not. But from a mental perspective, his whole concept of the game and protections and the defenses and what they're trying to do against him and how he wants to attack them, from a mental perspective, he's as strong as he's ever been. And Peyton Manning tends, as he should, get a lot of the credit, but John Fox being primarily a defensive coach and Von Miller and, boy, that front seven and Champ Bailey back in the secondary, the defense isn't a slouch either. And this is probably from top to bottom as sound a team as you have offense, defense, and special teams right now, the Denver Broncos.
So, Bernie, when you look at the Browns, and again, adding to the disappointment of the performance is the fact that you've got Brandon Weeden injured, you get Trent Richardson injured, and it's really not the way we want to see these two guys in particular finish out this season. I mean, we wanted a full look at both of these players to, you know, it's about evaluation, but it's also about that sense of, okay, what's our feeling toward next year? Because that's what these final games are all about, and we're likely not to get that with the two of them, you know, probably out for Sunday's game against Pittsburgh.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, we all want to see them play the last game, how they respond, the pride they have in just themselves and the team as to go into Pittsburgh and finishing the year strong and showing that they, you know, they're not cashing in early. But all that being said, you really do have to be smart, and it is a longer-term plan in place that you don't want to do something really crazy or stupid. And if they're not physically able to make plays and protect themselves, to put them out there in an environment in the last game of the year that really doesn't have playoff ramifications, I think we'd be foolish to maybe jeopardize their future and our team's future by unnecessarily putting guys out there who may be hurt and looks like they're hurt.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that. And here's the other big exception to this whole idea of who plays or who doesn't play. It's a final game, and you could say that you're playing out the string, Pittsburgh in the same boat, not going to the playoffs. How do you see the approach of these players for, especially from the Browns' perspective, knowing that you have some people here that are evaluating them from the owner to the CEO to, you know, the folks that are going to determine their fate, their future, these players and everyone, frankly, how do you see the approach to the game from that standpoint?
Well, if any players are listening tonight, it's imperative that they heed this warning that people are watching. They're watching to see who's kind of cashing it in, who's trying not to play, even if they're healthy enough to play. And if they are on film and they are playing, how well they play, there's no question these type games are judged not only by our organization and Mr. Haslam and the new ownership group, but guys within the league. As you know, the other 31 teams, they're looking for people who love football and want to play football. And 31 other teams also look at film to see how you handle yourself, how you conduct yourself, the type of effort you show, the type of plays you make or don't make. All that's always being judged. And yes, when you get on film at any time, it's imperative to like perform and show your best. But also, guys who may be able to play, who somewhat try to get out of playing, that also is something that not only within our organization, definitely to be looked at. The other 31 teams look at things like that, and everybody talks to everybody. So those kind of things is something you absolutely don't want next to your name, that you turned down an opportunity to play or you had an opportunity to play and you didn't do your best.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Bernie, as we look at Pittsburgh, because it's kind of an interesting situation there, and again, knowing that you're the guy who particularly studies these quarterback situations, this hasn't been a typical year for Ben Roethlisberger, and probably, I mean, you could put aside the injuries, that's a huge part of it, but it's that relationship issue that's come up between Ben and his offensive coordinator, Todd Haley. And clearly there's been some friction. I think that's a nice way to put it. He does not seem like himself. The offense hasn't been like itself. And there have been injuries in other places too, but guys just haven't performed to that level. Where do you see the state of Ben's game going into this finale?
Well, first and foremost, Ben Roethlisberger has proven he's a winning quarterback, a Super Bowl quarterback, a championship quarterback. Now, this may be my quarterback homer perspective coming out, but for him to throw a pick six in the Bengals game, yeah, to throw a pick basically with 15 seconds to go or 14 seconds to go in the Bengals game at the end, to throw a pick in overtime at Dallas last week or 10 days ago also, that's not indicative of the type of performance we usually see out of the Steelers and you see out of Big Ben. That being said, it's been well documented, the friction that's been between the two of them this year. And again, I think Todd Haley lucked out many years ago when he screamed at Kurt Warner on the sideline, and it turned into a magical year for him. Right. That's not the norm. When you embarrass your leader, when you embarrass your quarterback, the guy who's supposed to make plays, like he likes to do for show, like he did in Kansas City, which was a complete disaster for him, I just believe more times than not, that approach to leading, being an offensive coordinator, calling plays, a relationship between offensive coordinator and quarterback does not work. And I think it's showing that. And I think Pittsburgh has some serious issues to look at in the offseason and some things that they really need to look at, because that is not working for them, and it's been a disaster for them this year.
That said, Bernie, it's still the Steelers. We still know what this rivalry means between the Browns and Steelers. And I'm thinking, as much as it might be a little bit of a reach to look at this game with a level of importance because both teams are out of it, I would still think that, you know, going to Pittsburgh and coming away, finishing this year with a chance to win, although, again, with who knows what the starting cast will be at quarterback, with, you know, with Colt McCoy not practicing today, either. It's going to be Thad Lewis getting the first team reps. So, you know, if it ends up being Thad Lewis as your starting quarterback in the finale, that certainly won't, you know, it won't engender the feeling that this is the real Browns team taking on the Steelers. But nonetheless, I would think that it's got to carry some weight for people still, because it's just Browns and Steelers.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, there may be people outside players and coaches that are contemplating draft position, and maybe, you know, from a draft pick standpoint, it may be better to not win a game. I absolutely guarantee you, any player who takes that field, any coach who's coaching within the Browns organization, is not thinking like that. They want to win, and if it is Thad Lewis, it's a huge opportunity for him to show that he could win games in the NFL, and he could make plays in the NFL. And there may be some younger guys, there may be some guys that are getting opportunities, and there may be some guys who have been playing all year that are younger guys that want to finish strong. All that being said, the guys who take that field and the coaches that are coaching up this week, they have no thoughts about playing for draft position, and it is Brown Steelers to them, and it's a good mark or feather in their cap on their resume for players and coaches to be able to finish strong, show that you have a love for the game, and you, whether the playoffs are at stake or not, you're playing to the best of your ability to win a football game, and that's absolutely what could and is going through the coaches and players this week, getting ready for this rivalry game.
All right. Well, Bernie, I know you've been hanging out in Northeast Ohio for the holidays, so be careful with all this weather that we're dealing with.
Yeah, we need our Liberty 4 guys to get the SUVs out there for the blizzards. So.
Yes, good. And very artfully done, the way you work that plug-in. I love it. You're the best. Bernie, we'll talk soon, my brother.
Happy holidays to everyone, and drive safe out there next day or two.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he usually does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.